But then I went with a friend, and we, from school, and we sort of talked and whatnot. And being young and silly, we thought we must have a bit for the war effort.
Yeah.
So, of course, we didn't realise we couldn't leave when we went there. Because once you went to a munition factory, you stopped there for the duration.
Right.
So that's what we did. So we went to General Stampers, but it was very happy atmosphere there all the time. Really was.
Yes.
Hard work.
Yes.
Terrible conditions.
Really?
I don't know what health and safety. Did you ever have a heart attack? No, one or two did. And one of the girls got stripped off because on the smaller machines, they had the wheels going at the back and there was no cover then. See? What I mean by health and safety.
Yes.
And if you just caught the least thing on your apron or anything.
Yes.
It'll strip it straight off you.
That must be scary.
Twice that happened there when I was there in the 5 years to the girl.
Yes.
But I was on that line anyway. It was something different altogether.
Yes.
Well, actually, the thing they were producing there were, you know, the jerry cans?
Yeah.
You know, the tops, the cap and the thing that fit onto the can itself?
Yes.
Those the components we did.
Yeah.
And on the ammunition boxes,
mm-hmm.
we did the handles.
Yes.
And the thing that fit the handles to the box itself, small components.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, operator machine.
Oh, yes, that's quite easy, really. Yes, we did that, cutting things up from steel, you know, the machine.
Yes.
Then I did it with the spot welding, a quite light spot welding.
Yeah.
But I could only do that for a year because it was on the feet, or were standing all the time, going like that. I got such pains in my groin that the doctor said I had to stop that.
Really?
So then I did something else, like, you know, with electrical things, cutting steel and different things like that.
Yes.
That's okay, yes.
Was it noisy?
Very. And freezing cold in the winter because it was the huge building, as you can imagine. And the doors were forever open for delivery of steel and getting the product out. And in the winter, they had just one stove in the middle, which was really a waste of time.
Yes.
Oh, it used to be freezing, yes.
Oh. And
it was mostly women.
Right.
Because, there was a few young men there at the beginning, but then they were all called up.
Of course, yes.
So the only men that were there were in the tool room.
Right.
So if anything went wrong with machinery,
yes,
they saw to that.
Yes.
Quite long hours. I think it was 7:30 till about 6.
Goodness, that was an early
start.
But
we often did overtime and weekends when they needed us, you know.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I lived with a lovely family then. There was quite a lot of us girls there and several of us worked there. And, yes, we used to go to seminar, we used to go dancing.
Yes.
Mind you, not like now. The dance was finished at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, yes. Where did you go dancing?
Parkway Restaurant then.
Yeah.
That was nice. The community centre.
Mm-hmm.
The Woodman, as it was then, which had a very bad reputation. I don't know why.
Right.
Because there was only the same three or four that seemed to be the trouble causes.
Really?
And everybody was tired with the same brush.
Yes.
But they had some very good bands there too, live bands we had.
Yes.
Sid Ramblow was one of the main bands then.
Oh, right. Yes.
He was at Cherry Tree a lot.
Yes.
The Cherry Tree was the best place to
be. Yes.
Very good floor there.
Oh, right. Yes. So you enjoyed the dancing?
Oh, yes, I love dancing.
Yes. I'm
Think of back now what we used to do. It's unbelievable, all the hours we put in.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I only did night work for about a month or 6 weeks. I wasn't on that long. I didn't really enjoy night work, but I did it for 6 weeks, I think, just to fill in or something.
Yeah.
And I remember we finished Saturday morning and got washed and changed there in the rooms there and went on the workman train, which was 1 and 6 pence, return to King's Cross.
Right.
And spend the day up there.
We
used to queue for shoes. We used to first go up there and we used to go to the Lion's Corner House and have breakfast.
Oh, yes.
And then we go down Oxford Street to the Dolces and Lillian Skinner's. And we used to try and get a Linnean Skinners because they were about a bit better quality shoes. Mm. You had to queue, everywhere was queues until they opened. But we used to get some marvellous shoes, much better what you get now.
Yes.
All leather.
Things that lasted.
All leather.
Yes.
And that spoiled me, so I've always had to have good shoes. If nothing else, I used to have good shoes. One week, they used to give you 1 week paid holiday. And if you were late, you had to clock in. So if you were about, if we didn't clock in by 7:30, it was 7:31 or 32, they stopped you a quarter of an hour because you got paid by the hour.
Really?
So they stopped you a quarter of an hour because you were late. No, very seldom. No, nobody was really.
Yes.
You got such into the routine of it all, it just came naturally.
Yes, in there.
There was quite a few there. I should think there would have been about 10 or 15 in the tool room, I should think, at one time, maybe less later on. Mm. And in the factory itself, there was quite a few.
Mm. So we're just looking at the photograph of the outing on the Thames in 1940. Mm. So was that a one-off, or was it an outing that you made?
No, that was a one-off.
Yes, and that's everybody from the works.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm having a quick look, and there's about, 25 or so on there.
Yes, and I think there must be another, maybe three or five that are not on there.
Yes.
Mr. Van Leer, he was the boss,
you know.
And he was marvellous because he was one of those bosses who knows what he was talking about, you know.
Yes.
He came in if anything went wrong and the lads couldn't quite make out, you know, with machinery and that. Holds up the shirt, white shirt, and go underneath like it's anything.
Really? He was a hands-on boss?
He was a hands-on boss.
Ah, that helps
and
a great deal.
And his wife was charming. Usually have a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And a party at the cherry tree.
Yes.
I think we had that nearly every Christmas.
Yeah.
While I worked there. Yeah.
Yes.
Because a lot of the lads there were eventually called up, you know. So there was more girls working there then. But the tool room was, these two were in the tool room for quite a while. They weren't. We used to go across from us was the British restaurant, as they called it at the time. You've heard of those.
But up
the road further, there was a lovely bakery. And it was all fresh even then. It was all still fresh bread and rolls with lovely ham in it. So we used to go up and get ham rolls, you know. Somebody used to turn it. Take turns, and in the afternoon they popped out and got cake.
Yes,
so we did have a break. We had a tea break in the morning. We had a lunch break an hour.
Yeah.
We had a tea break in the afternoon, only 15 minutes.
Yes.
And then we worked right through. And sometimes we worked through from till about 8 o'clock if we did overtime. And weekends, all weekends.